Okay, guys, if you flick open your Facebook newsfeed, it's going to look really different today. I think this is the first time that Facebook have done this around the world, but they're banning Australian news from being shared across the platform. And it's quite frankly, it's really confusing as a consumer as to why they've done this and what it means for us here in Australia as users of Facebook. So we have Tom Tilley from The Briefing Podcast, because he's the smartest guy that we know, to unpack the story for us. Morning, Tom.
What an intro once again. Yeah, this is an absolutely crazy situation.
This is full on, man.
Yeah, and for a lot of Australians, this would have just come out of nowhere, very sudden. But there is an interesting backstory here. So this is the result of a fight between these big tech companies and the Australian government. And they've been warning Facebook and Google to share more of this massive amount of advertising revenue with the mainstream news organisations like SCA that we work for, or like news.com, or like the Sydney Morning Herald, sure. 9/7, the major stations.
Yeah.
So basically they came up with these laws to share the revenue to force these big tech companies to come to the bargaining table with the Aussie media companies. And when it passed the House of Representatives, the very next morning, Facebook fired the gun.
Is this a good or a bad thing, Tom? I know it's a very simple question to ask, but the answer might be complex. From a consumer point of view, is this good or bad?
I think it's bad, especially in the short term, because this is the way a lot of Australians got their news, and we're in the middle of a pandemic.
Right.
Like, this kind of news is really important, and it opens the way for more misinformation on Facebook, which is the last thing we need right now as we try and move into the vaccination stage and move forward from this pandemic. In the long run, maybe it could be good, because we maybe have relied on Facebook too much, and it would be better if we actually went straight to these news sources that where we can trust them a bit more.
I kind of like the old Facebook. I've been loving it the last 24 hours. It's all my mates telling me what
friends.
They're doing.
Yeah.
I'm like, this is great. I haven't heard from you in ages, and now there you are.
Well, that's the argument from Facebook. Yeah. That actually, news is only 4% of what they do, and a lot of people like the rest of it. So they're saying that actually the deal is already better for the media companies, because they send so much traffic to the websites of these main news organisations. So that's what Facebook is saying. And for them, they don't want these laws going ahead in Australia, but really they don't want them going on in the rest of the world where they have to share their revenue in a bunch of countries.
Do you think, Tom, that people are going to boycott the platform because of this decision?
Some will, but a lot won't. 17 million people still use it in Australia, and there have been calls for boycotting it for a million different reasons for the last 5 years. People have been saying, oh, that's it, I'm off Facebook. It's like, next minute, straight onto Facebook.
Yeah,
addicted.
And it's not the first scandal. I mean, I use that word to sensationalise because I work in the media, but there, you know, like there's been I feel like every 12 to 18 months something blows up with Facebook and everyone's, you know, anti-Facebook. But I think you're right. We use the platform so much that it would be a hard thing to let go of.
Well, the other thing to note is that they also own Instagram and WhatsApp. So we're using their products anyway. I challenge anyone not to use any of those three big services. I think a lot of people still will use Facebook. Like the last massive scandal was the Cambridge Analytica scandal, where we found out that data from a massive personality test that hundreds of millions of people had done had been used to politically manipulate American voters. And there was a massive call to boycott Facebook then.
Yeah.
But still, you know, billions of people using it.
Well, look, social media and the internet in general has been the Wild West for so long,
hasn't it,
Tom?
Just?
I mean, I feel like this is just the beginning of changes that we're going to see. Nothing ever stays the same. It was never always just going to be the way it was. And this is just the beginning of what that looks like, I feel.
Yeah, and that's the risk for Facebook as well. I mean, they don't want to go the way of MySpace. I mean, sure, news content might not be the main thing that people do on there, but it's one of the main reasons people do come, and things move quickly in this space. Competitors arise, trends change very, very quickly and unpredictably. And I think they are going out on a bit of a limb to cut off news content in a key market like Australia. So They're fighting fire with fire, but who knows who'll get burned in the long run.
I think it feels like Australia is very much a test market right now. That they're like, hey, you know that little island down there in the southern hemisphere where they use dollaroos to buy things? Why don't we just cut off their news content on Facebook and see how that plays out?
Yeah, that's right. It's like a game of chicken and we're just this tiny little chick.
What's your prediction, Tom? Who's going to win out in this thing?
Oh, it's hard to say. I mean, the next test is going to be whether this passes in the Senate, and that'll be a test of whether the Australian government and, you know, the senators really stick to their guns. It's hard to say.
Facebook, or the government? Pick one. Who's winning out, Tom? Facebook.
All right, Facebook.
It'll be Facebook every time.
They're massive. They're huge. They're
so
powerful.
Big. Yeah. They really are. Okay. All right. Well, thank you, Tom. The Briefing podcast, that you're covering this in the latest step.
Absolutely. Yeah. Right across all the latest details.
And cool, it's on Listener. So make sure you get Listener. L-I-S-T-N-R, the app there. Listen through Listener. Tom, thanks so much, mate.
Thanks, buddy.
Great to speak to you guys.
You too, man.